Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I'm a 19-year-old heterosexual male, and back in November found out that my ex-girlfriend has been diagnosed with HPV. She said she was aware of the symptoms while we were still together and being sexually active. However, we didn't know it was HPV until after our relationship ended. Neither of us have ever been with another person sexually except through oral sex with one other person years ago, so we are perplexed as to how she contracted the virus. We were also both completely faithful. I have no visible signs or symptoms of HPV, but I am aware that I can be a carrier and simply pass on the virus without knowing. My question is, how should I approach sexual activity with future partners when there is a risk of me giving them HPV? And is there any way of knowing for sure that I have the virus?
As more magazines and newspapers talk about HPV, which stands for the human papillomavirus and the HPV vaccines, we get more and more questions about this very common sexually transmissible infection, or STI. First, please know that HPV is extremely common. Most sexually active people get at least one of the 100 or more strains at some point in their lives. Also, the HPV vaccine is now available to men in many places. You may want to ask your healthcare provider about it. Just because your girlfriend had at least one of the strains of HPV doesn't mean that she had all four strains of HPV that Gardasil, which is one of the HPV vaccines, protects against. It's also the case that HPV is sexually transmitted and can be transmitted during oral sex, vaginal sex, or anal sex. As you both had oral sex with other people before getting together, it's possible that one or both of you got HPV that way. Further, men can't routinely be tested for HPV, so you may have gotten it from a past partner and given it to your ex-girlfriend, or she may have gotten HPV from her earlier partner and then given it to you. There is no way of knowing, but women who are regularly tested for HPV these days are more likely to get the diagnosis just because they're the ones being tested. We don't have good testing available for men, so again, you may have been the one to originally have it and neither of you will likely ever know. The good news is that most people's bodies don't experience noticeable problems from HPV. You may never have problems with it and it may clear from your body without ever transmitting it to anyone else. Unless you're linked up with a very rare, progressive, perhaps research-based clinic, there's likely no HPV testing available for you as a man, but you can ask your healthcare provider about it. I typically tell people that HPV is one of those infections that most sexually active adults will come into contact with. It doesn't make you strange, unusual, or diseased in any way. It's par for the course in some ways, especially among young, sexually active adults. Of course, it's still a good idea to talk with future partners, to learn about HPV, educate them about HPV, and know that condoms greatly reduce the risk of transmission, and that this is by no means an end to your sex life. You can continue to feel confident about having great and pleasurable sex. Chances are that other people you date or have sex with may have other strains of HPV too, whether or not they know it, which is another reason to talk with your healthcare provider about the HPV vaccine.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Does having sex while you're on your period make you bleed more?
No, although it may seem like it. Here's why. Menstruation occurs when a woman's body breaks down and releases part of the endometrial lining, which is the lining of a woman's uterus that is built up during the previous weeks. This includes both blood and tissue. Since that is what's being released from a woman's body, sexual activity won't create any new tissue to be released, and it therefore won't make a woman bleed more during those few days of her period. That said, various factors related to sexual activity that a woman experiences either by herself or with a partner may cause more blood or tissue to be released all at once, or may give her the perception that her period is heavier than usual, even if it really isn't. For example, sexual activity that is arousing or orgasmic and therefore involves contractions of a woman's uterus may cause more menstrual blood or tissue release at once. Sexual activity that includes penile thrusting close to the cervix, which is the opening to the uterus, might cause more menstrual blood or tissue to release at that time as well. Some women can feel this pressure on their cervix and may find it pleasurable, whereas others feel that it is painful. In addition, the fluids that are involved in sex can be tinged with blood as it flows out of a woman's body. These fluids include vaginal lubrication, store-bought lubricant, the lubricant from a condom, and semen if no condom was used. That might make it look as though a woman is having a heavier period, even though she isn't really bleeding any more than usual. On the plus side, women sometimes find that sexual activity, either during self-masturbation or with a partner, can help to relieve menstrual cramping. The bottom line is that the total amount of blood or tissue over several days isn't changing, but some women might find the timing or appearance of one's bleeding makes it seem as though that's the case.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.